Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
Yeah, I feel like partying right now. Is this a real song?
Yeah, that's a real song.
It sounds like the song.
Just type in Party Boy theme into YouTube.
Yeah, but like, is it an actual, or did they make this up? You know what I mean?
It's an actual song. It really is a song. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but they didn't make it, that's for sure.
It sounds like the Six Flags.
Yeah, it's some old school techno, that's for sure.
Yeah. Kind of stuff Hunter used to listen to back in high school when he's cruising around in his.
Hey, man, I had two Pioneer premieres, man. I had some subs going, bro. Spiked hair.
Come catch the rabbit. That's what it is.
Backwards visor, dude. Yeah.
Anyway, enough of Hunter's sweet techno days. We got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Special Indicator in Benton Township. Of course, they are hiring right now. You're looking for a great career, room to grow. Check out special-lite.com. Mm-hmm. Great benefits, great starting pay, and just a great future right there at Special.
They love techno. They love techno.
They love techno. Let's see. Your topic for today. What's something that's actually safe but feels dangerous when you do it? Like, all right, I know I'm fine, but this just feels, this feels dangerous.
I got a few answers, and hear me out on this one. The first one that really just comes to mind right away.
Pulling out.
Is that.
Oh, no, sorry.
Is what? What'd you say?
Pulling out.
Yeah. I didn't think of that one.
Like,
but that's
statistically, it's 98% effective, all right? But every time you. Every time you do it, you're like, boy.
I don't think people really have the timing down. I think there's a lot of people out there that have like 9 kids.
If you got the
plan for 9.
If you got the timing right, all right. If you got the timing right, okay.
We did ask for sex education from you this morning,
bro. You know what? Hold on. Let me look this up because I feel like you're doubting me. How effective is pulling?
Does that come up?
I'll do pull out method because that's just a little bit more
technical.
For every 100 people who use the pull out method perfectly, 4 will get pregnant. All right, those are good odds, man.
What?
Yeah. See,
no, redo a restudy on that. That's not right. 4 out of 100.
Yeah.
Come on.
So now it says, but that can be difficult to do perfectly. So about 22 out of 100. I still like those odds, man. I still like those odds.
I don't believe those odds.
Hey,
those are way off.
It was on the internet. It's real, and I'm gonna trust it.
It's gotta be real.
I'm gonna trust it.
All right. Well, get to my damn answer. Pete's sake. VR.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, put that thing on. I'm like, oh my God, dude, I'm in a different. Especially, have you ever done the one where you walk out on the plank? That one will do that to you right off the bat. It's like you know you're not on a plank on top of a building.
Yeah.
But damn, does it feel like it.
Roller coaster one made me sick, man. I was
sick.
Like, that's a good answer. That is a, or like, dude, I haven't done any of these and I never will, but like the scary ones, like people,
dude, you're there, man. Your body, it's like your fight or flight kicks in.
Oh, we're there. Yeah.
We're there, man.
We're there.
And it's like, I even know.
Yep.
Like there's times like, okay, they say if you're really in an immersive game, put a fan on you.
Yeah.
Because there's an outside force that kind of still keeps you in the realm of, okay, I'm not really here because that fan's blowing on you. Even with that, dude, I'm like, you just get so involved.
Yeah. Yep.
There's times where I take the headset off. Ah! I feel like a wimp because she's over there looking at me. Ah, she's like, you're right there. You're in the living room.
Yeah, well, I'm scared.
It was scary.
It was scary. All right. I need to lie down. Scary. Yeah. That's a good answer. It's a good answer.
Yeah, that one will get you a little wobbly, that's for sure. My second answer, this one's funny, I think. I actually read this one, so I didn't come up with this myself, but leaving the slow cooker on and leaving the house. Feels like the most dangerous thing you could do.
Well, hope the meal's good because we're going to burn our house down.
Burning the block down. Here we go.
That's a good one. And I especially do
look at that lid just. It's like bubbling, you know, it's making noise.
My grandma still has like the same. A slow cooker since like the 50s. It was like the first slow cooker ever. And she uses that thing at least 3 times a week. And it's like, Grandma, this thing is Like, it's not even wired properly, I don't think. It's like, no, it's fine.
You should be using this.
It's fine. And I mean, for years and years, 60-odd years using this slow cooker. And it's like, yeah. I wouldn't leave it. She's like,
that's Grandma, fine. You're living on the edge here. Living just on the edge. You know. Yeah. I don't think you know, but yeah. you're walking the line here.
You got to get it in the outlet just right. You got to just give it just the right kind of angle.
Grandma, did you write out your will by chance?
Yeah. But you're rolling the dice with that slow cooker there, Grandma.
You really are.
But no, good answers, buddy. I like those. I love.
How about this? I got one more for you.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know I don't have anything on this device that I have in my hand right now. This fancy Android phone. Android, by the way.
Yeah.
Handing this phone to somebody to like let them like look at something or go. I know there's nothing on there that is they're going to be like, oh my god. But for some reason, when you hand it over, you're just like, ah. All right, here you go.
That one weird porn video that you watched like 10 years ago you think is going to pop up while they're going
still
on your,
like a Google tab on your phone or something.
No! Yeah.
That's you know, answer. Even though I know it's there's nothing there, dude, but still.
I don't hand people my phone at this point. I hold it and see it, and then you'll have some people that will go to reach. It's like, no, just look. Just look here. We're fine.
Have you ever had that where somebody goes to show you a video? Like, I'll just grab their phone now.
Oh, and
like,
just take...
There's been times where, like we both have a hold of the phone, and they're like, no.
You're not... That's what I'm saying.
Give me that phone.
I got a kung fu grip on my phone if someone tries to grab it.
And I kind of... What I do is grab people's phone, and I just start swiping, dude. I just start swiping. No!
It's because you're a dick. That's why.
No, I'm not one. I want to see one.
Hey, now.
It's the most embarrassing thing.
Stop scrolling. At this point, I'll be like, fine. If you're going to see something, it's your own fault for being a jerk.
Or do this next time. When somebody hands you their phone, just walk away.
Yeah, just walk away.
Just walk away with it. See what they do. They'll follow you. I guarantee it.
I'm going to make a call. Just here.
Just walk away and look at it and just act like you're typing something.
Laugh.
You know?
Do a shoulder shrug like you're laughing.
You want to see somebody go frantic.
Real quick.
Well, what are you doing? What?
I like all those answers. Good answers, buddy. For me, something that's actually safe but feels dangerous when you do it, and it's just popped in my head because, what was that, 2 summers ago when we were paintballing up north? Like, paintball is safe. Like, yeah, you take a paintball to the eye, but if you're wearing the gear, you're out there, it's safe. It's just a fun game.
I mean, it's safe until you get hit in the throat. Have you ever gotten hit in the throat?
Of course. Ah! Like, there's certain things, but you're still not going to die more than likely. But for some reason, running around in the woods with a paintball gun, you feel like, this is it. This is how I die.
You feel like you're there? I mean, you feel like you're about to die. You really are. And you know what? That's the greatest thing about paintball. That's why paintball is paintball.
Yeah.
It's because it's not a bunch of, you know, like laser tag.
Even the little airsoft stuff. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, dude, there's times where you're hunkered down in a bunker in paintball, and you know somebody's right there just
waiting.
Putting paint over your head, and you're breathing hard. And your mask is fogging up, and you're like, oh, my God.
They are just ready to blast you in the face. They're doing all headshots. And, yeah, it's like, I'm not going to die, but this sucks. It sucks. Yeah,
it hurts.
It feels dangerous.
And that's good. Dangerous. That's a good thing.
There's always that one thought in your mind, like, well, what if for some reason they grabbed the wrong gun? It's like a real gun. Like, this is, right? Like, they know, right?
I've seen that movie, Chucky, where Chucky the doll switches the bullets.
I've seen that movie, even though it's powered by aerosol. Like, okay, you're fine. It feels dangerous, though. My last one is just merging into traffic. I've done it 1,000 times.
Oh, man.
But when it's, like, busy and you're, like, Chicago area, and I'm a very confident driver, but, and of course, driving is it can be very dangerous. Statistics are out there, but when you look at the number of cars and the long story short, every time you do that, you feel like Mario Andretti just getting back out of the pit. Like,
it's always a short merge ramp. Yeah. It's always a short on ramp.
Yeah.
Did you know another one in that same category?
Ass, what?
In Chicago, when the lane splits, not an exit. It just splits first.
The express lane right there.
I'm serious. My stomach drops when I get to those. I'm like, because if you take the wrong exit, that's 45 minutes out of my way, probably.
You're done. And you got to go through the south side of Chicago. You're getting low on gas. It's like, all right, I'm going.
Dude, no.
This is it.
It does. It makes me nervous driving through that town.
Oh, add that to my list, too. Speaking of getting gas, what about talking on your cell phone while pumping gas? Remember when that was just like the biggest, don't use your cell phone while you're pumping gas?
Right.
You will explode.
It's like a nuke. It's like a nuke going off, man.
Even now, there's a part of me, like, I'll be talking, like, and I'm like, maybe I should put my phone down. Like, right? Wasn't this a thing? Wasn't this a thing with, like, the lithium batteries or something?
Question.
Yeah.
Car running while you pump gas?
I've done it before in the wintertime. I don't care.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is that another urban? I want to look that up.
No, I do it.
Because, dude, the wife freak. Dude, she freaks.
No, she'll get
out of the car.
Wintertime, I'll leave that car running. I don't care. I smoke by the gas pump. Come on, what's going
to
happen?
What, isn't it has something to do with static electricity?
Well, see, static electricity, they always tell you to discharge when you get out of your car anytime. But, like, who's, like, rubbing their feet on their carpet in their car?
On a rug and then going pumping gas.
And then going right to the gas pump. Oh, not that time. Not that time. I'm going to get it, though. I'm going to get it one of these.
One of us are going to explode from an exploding car.
That's right. No, it's fine. Leave her running. Leave her. Smoke by it. Talk on your cell phone. You're fine. All right. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. What's something that actually is safe but feels dangerous when you do it? We'll be back.
Brock and the Rocks.
Well, good morning. 756, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What's something that's actually safe but feels dangerous when you do it? Mike had a good answer. He said gas station roller dogs.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Probably be all right.
This thing's going to kill me.
Clickety clack. Laura said roller coasters. That's a pretty popular answer. And I will say, sitting in the back of a wood roller coaster, oh, my God. You think you're dying.
No, that's not an answer. That is dangerous. Dude, that'll kill you. I'm serious. That'll rattle your head right off of your body. That's why I'll never go on another wooden roller coaster in my life again.
Well, you're also very bony, so it's not like you're absorbing a lot of it.
Dude, no, you don't have to be bony. You can be a tubby, I'm telling you. And dude, they're just not good. There's a reason there's not a lot of them around.
Yeah.
Just saying. You go on one. How long has it been?
Stop being such a pussy, Mike.
Oh, shut up. No, I'm not backing away from this one.
Were you on the teacup and you got a little dizzy? Get out of here.
No, dude, I almost went home after a wooden roll. I can't remember where I was at. Yeah, but dude, I just remember getting off and looking back at the thing and just like swearing at it. Why?
That little train ride that just goes around in a circle and you feel like...
Shut up. Even if it was that. It's just,
Slow down.
It's unnecessary.
Slow down.
Did nobody ride that? Come on. It's not fun.
Yeah, no. I think any wood roller coaster, they should probably just burn to the ground, reuse the wood for something else because it's just, it beats the hell out of you.
It's a torture device. Hell out of
you. Yeah, for sure. All right, you pussy. Let's move on. Jesse had a good one. What's something that's completely safe but feels dangerous when you're doing it? He said napping at work. Good answer.
Have you ever woken up not really understanding how long you've been asleep?
Yeah. The boss has come by, too, and he's like, he just made a note. You just made a note. He didn't wake you up. He's like, well, let's roll this. Let's see how long this goes.
It happened to me a long time ago in class a lot. Yeah. You put your chin on your hand, and then it'd fall off. Anybody see? You kind of look at
all the teacher saw. The teacher saw. You fell asleep at work once here, didn't you, when you were doing weekends?
Oh, shut up, dude. That's funny. So, yeah, real quick. I'll tell the story real quick. This is like my first year, the first or second year in radio a long time ago. It was a Saturday. I was doing a Saturday shift, but I was DJing on Friday nights till 2 a.m. at the bar. And then my shift was at like 9 in the morning, 9 to like 1 or something. And, dude, I was tired one day. I'm sorry. So, like there was a time where I had like 15 minutes. Like between breaks, and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna sit back. I'm gonna try not to fall asleep, and hopefully this hangover will go away, right?
Yep.
Fell asleep just by chance. The main guy, the boss, boss man Dave, you've heard him on the radio here a few times.
Big guy
walks in. Hey, no, he didn't walk in. He saw that I was sleeping, let it ride. Yeah. And if the station goes off air, the alarm goes off in the building.
Oh, you've heard that on our show happen multiple times.
Oh,
for
sure. Just dead air. They let somebody know in the building, hey, somebody's either sleeping or somebody died, you know? And so I wake up with this alarm going off. I'm like, oh, God. Thank God I'm the only one here, right? So I go to the bathroom to wash my face off, and I go by the main guy's office, boss man's office. Dude, he's sitting there.
Yep.
And I stopped for a second. I'm like, I knew he knew. Sorry about that. And he didn't say anything. Just had his head down.
Dude, that was...
Don't let it happen again. You could just tell he wasn't mad. He was disappointed.
Yeah. We could have got rid of you then all those years ago, but for some reason they kept you. We must have been short on workers.
Gave me another chance, man. For some, dude, you can't be falling asleep.
He regrets that to this day, right there.
I was tired.
Good answer. Napping at work. Damn. Why don't we end with Kat's answer? This is a good one. What's something that is completely safe but feels dangerous when you do it? Putting your blender on max speed.
Oh yeah,
this thing's gonna fly off and be an ad, man.
There's some RPM going on there, man. That thing sounds like it's going to spin off.
Does anybody know what the different buttons on a blender do? You got blend, you got puree, it's all the same thing.
It should be one button.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean.
No, like our blender has 9 different settings. And they
three
all
three at
sound,
the most. Low, they, yeah, mid, high. That's yeah, all you need.
They all have different functions. I swear to God, it all does the same thing. It's just making us think that it's doing different things, right?
Yeah. It does, though, dude. I don't even like to be around a blender.
I always feel
just
like,
feel like it's going to, like the glass or whatever is going to crack.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're holding down the top and your hand's going to go down.
That's what I always say. It's like, I know, like, if for some reason, in my mind, I feel like somehow my hand is going to get just sucked in there and I'm going to lose my fingers. I'm going to be like Woody Harrelson in Kingpin, have to get a hook.
I don't even like cleaning a blender without it even on the thing. You know, You get down there and you're starting to touch the blades. You're like, ah, dude. Oof.
Yeah. You never truly get it clean, right? There's got to just be food particles that are like inside the mechanism, right?
You know?
Yeah. Blenders
How about
suck.
Pulling something out of the garbage disposal?
I just leave it be. I don't care what it is.
I ain't sticking my hand down there. Are you serious? Put your hand down there.
The one time the wife actually goes to flip something off and she hits that instead, I'm losing a hand.
Oh, God.
Nope, not doing it.
I go to clean it out and she's got a hand on the switch with this look on her eye.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell you what.
Why don't you stick your head down there, too?
Stick your head down there. Yeah, I could turn this thing on right away. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.